Well, in North Idaho, we have blessed with Blackwater already being here, and so we have their presence and their people in right in our backyard, and they bought the company back up. So on the anniversary of the Nisar Square massacre by Blackwater operatives over in Iraq, we were having a vigil at the city park, and the night before we walked by the Blackwater business backup, and they had their Blackwater word, the word Blackwater, and the symbol covered with black cover, so that they were trying to hide because they were afraid that we might take a picture of the Blackwater with our signs in the picture. And then the day after, you know, on Monday, the next work day, those covers came off. So they know we're there.
So they have the sign and the little paw.
Yeah,
in Coeur d'Alene.
Yes, right on the glass doors of the backup. So we were threatening to them in a way that they didn't even want their, you know, a picture taken with a protest sign with their business in the background saying Blackwater on it. So that's just one example of we are having an impact. And they did show up at Jeremy Scahill's presentation, and they were saying about how they background check all their people and how wonderful all their employees are and all this stuff. Jeremy was very good at going back and forth with them. But they are present, and they believe that the things that he's saying are not true, that they're being made up. And so I know that Jeremy has researched. His book is well documented. The source documents are there. The source documents are there for the Oversight Committee, Congressional Oversight Committee. And 14% of Blackwater's security operators in Iraq have been let go for misconduct for reasons such as illegal weapon use, sexual misconduct, drug and alcohol abuse, all the way down to arms smuggling. These people... their reputation, if we had a company that was going to come to our area that had a 14% turnover for illegal activities, would we welcome this company? No. And so we know we're on the side of right on this, because their reputation isn't just a reputation. There's documentation showing their abuse of human rights. And they're not the only ones. They may be the tip of the iceberg, but the people in Coeur d'Alene, a small number of us, are gathering signatures. We've got signatures from Moscow, Idaho. We have signatures from Boise, Idaho, and we have signatures from the nuns in the monastery at Cottonwood, and we all know the dangers of an organization like this, and we are going to do everything in the power that we have to not have a law enforcement training center there.
Tell me a little bit, first of all, about Backup and what it does, this company that Blackwater purchased that was in Coeur d'Alene before that.
Well, Backup has been in existence for a long time in Coeur d'Alene. They sell video and DVD, basically, based training for law enforcement, and they've had contracts all over the United States, and they provide 60% of this type of training for our Idaho Peace Officers Standards and Training program. Different people I know have tried to get access to some of these videos because they've also had contracts with Blackwater and to provide this kind of training for Blackwater. And unfortunately, if you're not law enforcement, there doesn't seem to be any way for you to get your hands to see what the content of these things are. But we are concerned that some of this training, as Jeremy Scahill said in his speech, could be SWAT training, a lot of training that's paramilitary, that's really skills that we don't feel are value added for our peace officers in our state. We want our peace officers to have human relations training. That's the place where they fall flattest, because they have to deal with domestic violence. They get called to an accident scene where people are agitated. The skills that they need most on the day-to-day basis are how to defuse conflict, how to be safe in a domestic violence situation where the party that's injured may turn on you because you're trying to arrest their spouse. So they need a lot of skills, but I don't think in Idaho we need SWAT training. that we need to. I noticed that the city of Spokane today or tomorrow is having mall training for a shooter at the mall. And they're going to train their police, and they're having four trainings of training the local police if there was a mall shooter. And they're doing this before the mall opens. And I think that there's too much emphasis right now, and Jeremy Scahill says this, that they're teaching techniques that are going to, you know, be what I would say paramilitary techniques that these Navy SEALs, these covert operation people do, and how they're going to, you know, defuse these situations. And if we get people to start spending money instead of on wars, to spend money on helping young people learn how to resolve conflict, how to be peaceful members of society, how to have nonviolent solutions, how to be diplomats. And if our country would learn those skills, we would go a long way for preventing the need for police officers to know how to extricate people from a school situation or how to extricate a shooter from a mall.
Is backup merely distributing the DVDs? Do they film them in Northern Idaho?
To my knowledge, they're being filmed here. And we have consultants, you know, who, like our undersheriff, Tad Leach, has a consulting business where he does expert witness and all kinds of other things. Now, I don't really even know if that's legal with the fact that he's a full-time undersheriff. But anyway, he's consulted with backup. So I would assume that some training that he has done has been videotaped and transferred to a DVD and is being distributed.
What's known about Backwater's idea of building a law enforcement training center in Northern Idaho?
Well, originally we were told that in a newspaper article that they were looking at building a 500-acre facility and that this would be a regional law enforcement training center, and that Idaho Post, the peace officers training, wanted to be a tenant in the building, had signed a letter of intent to be a tenant in the building. And so we have the petition saying that we don't want our tax money going to be a tenant in a Blackwater facility. We don't want Blackwater people teaching our peace officers unless they're Idaho Post certified. And the third thing we don't want is we don't want our tax money going for incentives to attract Blackwater to do this complex that they want to build here.
Mm-hmm. And what's different about Blackwater training than other types of police training?
I believe that their history, and in the book Blackwater, it, you know, you know a little bit about that history, and Jeremy Scahill talked about it today, that they started out with Columbine, and then they moved on to the U.S. Coal, and so they've taken every horrible incident that's happened, and they found a way to make money off of it and to do training relative to that. They also have a company that is manufacturing a small, what I would say, urban tank, and this is a vehicle that then I'm sure once they develop this, they'll try to sell to police officers all over the, you know, nation for when they need this to repress, you know, protest or something that's going on in a community. And so I think that the danger with Blackwater, you know, doing anything like that is they'll have a track here and they'll be training people to use their little, you know, urban tank in Idaho, and we really don't want that kind of training here. They say it'll be a law enforcement training center. We really believe it'll be paramilitary training.
Okay. Now, why is Rocky Watson, the sheriff of Kootenai County, he's badmouthed Blackwater once in the Spokesman Review. Is that because he owns a competing security firm, or is he really concerned about the compassion in law enforcement?
I believe his comment was more directed toward Blackwater's reputation. And North Idaho's had, in the past, bad characters around who have hurt the reputation of Idaho and North Idaho in particular. And so I believe he was sensitive to that part of it. I really don't think it has anything to do with his private, you know, security business. And I don't know what his relationship is to that company anymore
Okay, and he did make a later comment saying that Blackwater's methods is to talk to or to make inroads with local law enforcement as a cover for whatever else they're going to do, implying paramilitary training. So that was a second later comment, and that was stronger. So I'm just, I guess.
I think we all agree on that, because it's obvious from their history and the kind of training that they're training mercenaries. How many companies did he say? 600 different sources of mercenaries that are representing us in Iraq, and they've got mercenaries from Chile, and the Chilean government has is opposing our involvement in the Iraq war, yet they've recruited Chilean mercenaries and trained them and sent them to Iraq. So they are subverting the diplomatic, I would say, position of Chile by doing what they're doing. They're backward involving Chile in this by using these people, in Iraq. So those are the kinds of people I expect would be trained. They're the ones that are trained in Moyock, North Carolina. I'm sure they would be trained here. We do not know. I checked the county assessor's office, and Blackwater operates under many different subsidiary names. So any day they could come up with a new shell corporation, and they wouldn't say they were Blackwater. They would say they're some other corporation. Unless you looked at every new company, that registers with the state of Idaho, you probably wouldn't know that it was a Blackwater company. So I periodically go out and go to the assessor's office and search on every name that I know that they operate under. Raven Development Group, they have E&J Holdings, they have a whole bunch of names other than, and that's how they got their facility in Otay Mesa in the San Diego area, is through using Raven Development, and then nobody knew it was a Blackwater company. So we're aware of this, and we've talked to the people in San Diego, and so we're trying to do our part to see if they buy something in the county. But I'm only looking at Kootenai County. That's where I have access to data. They'll probably could go outside of Kootenai County, and I'm not sure that I could have the same access on the computer to check this regularly.
And even if they use a new shell company, that sort of implies that somebody who wants to resist this is going to have to actually protest before it's known that they're going to move in. And I was wondering what the potential is for doing that in Northern Idaho.
I don't know. It's hard to find out. We've heard rumors that they wanted to buy land from the Coeur d'Alene tribe, and that the Coeur d'Alene tribe said no, but I can't prove that. That's just rumor. And the person who originally broke the story, Mark Stewart from the Coeur d'Alene Press, is no longer with the Coeur d'Alene Press. He now is with the Coeur d'Alene tribe. So I think he's aware enough about Blackwater that he would highlight to the tribal leadership that this company is not what they appear to be. But
if you had a lot of success in making people aware of this potential and organizing, outside of the Spokesman Review articles and so forth?
I wouldn't say a lot of attention, but we have gathered signatures, and when we are able to talk to people, most of us have other lives, and a lot of other activities. I'm really involved with the peace movement. In September, we did a lot of activities at the Human Rights Institute, peace activities, and I'm doing a class on nonviolence. We did a teaching class for teaching tolerance to preschool to third grade children. We had an interfaith for International Peace Day. We had an interfaith peace program. And so we've been real busy with some peace-oriented activities, too. And so we have, where possible, I take my petitions and gather signatures, and other people around the state have been doing that also. But we all know that Blackwater has been violating human rights, and this is an issue that I'm hoping down the line that more human rights organizations come out and blacklist Blackwater.